Hello, everyone, and welcome to Italian Pod's news and features show.
In piazza!
You took the words right out of my mouth. You're just getting back at me from this week.
It's a connection here.
Uh-huh. So, my name is Catherine, of course, and with me is Marco, as usual.
Ciao. And yes, I am here with you to talk about some amazing lessons that are coming up next week. And I'm not just saying amazing, because I know what you think.
Marco always says the lessons are amazing, but this lesson was... But
this time it's actually amazing. They are amazinger than the amazingness.
More amazing.
They are amazinger than the amazingness that you're used to.
All right, so fake words aside, we do have some great lessons coming up. The first of which is the thrilling, much anticipated conclusion. That means episode 10 of the Vatican Intrigue.
Ragazzi, spicy lesson.
Oh, yeah. All right. So I'm very curious to hear what your responses are, because this lesson was, well, I'm not going to tell you more. I hope to hear from you. I hope you really give us your opinions and your theories about what's going on. It's an end, but it's not an end. So that's all I'm going
to
say.
Just very true. Very well said. Just wanted to add, if you just discovered Italian Pod, Vatican Intrigues, it's a series of 10 episodes at an intermediate level. And so this is the last episode that is coming out next week. So be sure to check them all out before, you know, listening to the final revelation, incredible final episode.
Yeah, you don't want to miss the beginning if you just hear the end first. So be careful about that.
Unless you enjoy doing things backwards.
Like Memento, if you're into that kind of thing. Maybe first, last, first, whatever.
Tattoos. So, and Polaroids.
We'll save that for another lesson. But this is coming out on Monday. It's great. It's thrilling. And I'm very, very curious to hear your responses. The next lesson we're going to talk about today, though, is on Wednesday. And what would Italian Pod be if we didn't have explosions?
Well, and coffee, too.
And coffee. Well, Italy, coffee, espresso, mocha. What
Italian
are we talking about?
Italian Pod, explosion, noisy sounds, and entertainment. We just combined these two elements into an explosive coffee-related lesson that is... La Mocca.
La Mocca. So if you don't know what this is, it is the Italian word. It's kind of a brand. The Italian word for the espresso maker that you sit on top of your stove.
It's not a brand. Is it a brand?
I think so.
I don't know. Somebody should look into
that. La Mocca is an object used to make espresso. It's not an espresso maker that you see in like Starbucks.
No, this is the core of Italian culture.
This is the core. This is like a daily experience. Yes. Well, not the explosion part, but the cooking, the
well,
making the espresso part. Hopefully not. So you'll learn some valuable tips for making your own espresso, and you're going to learn some great, great Italian in this lesson.
This is a newbie lesson, so it's accessible to everybody, even if you just started Italian, if you always wanted to but never had the courage to. And for people who are more advanced and, you know, they're like, ha, I don't listen to newbie lesson, I'm advanced, and they go all snobbish and...
Nothing wrong with being advanced, by the way.
No, this lesson apart from the jokes, we have an advanced media lesson coming up. Te lo dice Irene.
So, as many of you maybe know, Te lo dice Irene is the name of our advanced media series. It's a series of shows that are the highest level that we go here at Italian Pod. And they're a way for you to interact with the Italian media and what's going on in the Italian press without having to look through all of those newspapers and magazines. So Irene is a great host. Marco helps co-host.
Of course, Irene choose the selection of the articles, right? From the articles and the news, Italian newspapers. So you're not going to find like the regular news that you usually look in the famous Italian or international newspapers. But Irene will choose the most weird news.
She does. We're talking this week. Well, I'm not a part of this, but you guys are talking this week about cow urine.
No.
Among other things. It's a little gross.
It's true.
It may be true. It's also what you talk about. So, fair warning. Don't listen to this podcast while you're eating.
More than 1 billion people will have to, you know, have to deal with that cow urine, as you say.
Well, we'll hear all about it in this great Te lo dice Irene. It's coming out on Friday. It's an advanced media lesson, and it's fabulous. You can also look on the website to find the articles, which are a great resource for you when you're trying to improve your Italian and kind of take it to the next level. Italian Pod, though, also has some great features that we maybe haven't discussed before. One of those things is sets. So we have these amazing sets of lessons where we get to pick topics.
We have a lot of lessons, and some users complained, or maybe me too. At first, with other podcasts, I was like, oh, that's too much stuff. But we have sets of a few lessons, or maybe 5-10 lessons related to one topic that could be, you know, your hobbies, your interests, like travel, food, culture,
football.
Yes.
So wine.
That way you can just pick whatever you like. So you listen to something that is interesting to you, and you know, it's like you have 5 lessons, then you can think, oh yes, I like this, I like that, blah 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 blah.
Well, and they're also organized by level. And so if you're an elementary learner who's really interested in food, you can listen to the lessons in this set. There's going to be some overlap, of course, but you're going to be really reinforcing some of the things that you've learned and focusing on a topic that you're passionate about. So
basically, this means that you have no excuses now. No excuse anymore. You just have to learn Italian.
Well, and the way to find sets is under the lessons heading, you click on a tab called Sets. S-E-T-S, and they're all there for you to explore.
Another news is that now Marco has discovered, that is me, Twitter.
Ooh.
Oh, not personally, but for Italian Pod, I'm going to help out Catherine, who has been doing a lot of tweeting, but we're going to like be Twitter, we write the little thingy, then
what Marco's trying to say is that we're going to be all over Twitter. We're really, really excited about Twitter because we feel that it has a lot of potential for us to help you guys and help people who are learning Italian. And, you know, we're here to help you and to connect you to certain things. So the Italian news, for example,
to say the
new
truth,
words.
I got hooked by Twitter as soon as I discovered that Catherine has 3 porn actresses who follow her on Twitter.
I don't know how it happened, folks. I do not know how it happened. But I guess food porn and porn just, well, they came up on the same search. And I'm a fan of food.
Un grande saluto a SuperVickyXX83.
Something like that. Well, for those of you who are on Twitter, our name is Italian Pod. Please follow us. Check us out. Talk to us. We're a little bit lonely. That's a great, great resource. If you're not on Twitter, we are, of course, on Facebook still. And we have the email address, ItalianPod@PraxisLanguage.com.
And we have the website, ItalianPod.com.
Oh, I almost forgot about that. Yeah, the website, ItalianPod.
The main part.
Check it out. Please get in touch with us. Let us know what you want to hear. Thank you for your input, if you've been telling us. And that's about it for this week.
Ciao.
Ciao a tutti.
Bye-bye.
We'll be right back.